Good morning, everybody. You know, it's amazing. I had something I thought that was just going to be the perfect thing to talk about. And then I started reading yesterday. Something caught my eye. What caught my eye was, I don't remember the verse that says, no greater love has a man than to lay down his life for his friends. You know, I'm the type of person that if you want me to do something big, don't really tell me about it first. Just put me in the situation and say, okay, you're on. Okay. There's no nerves. You're just going. But the verse that caught me, and I've read this before, but it just like a light bulb went on. And it's a John 18. And it's just something, you know, the scene is Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane. He just prayed, Father, I really don't want to do this, but if that's your plan, if that's what you want me to do, I'm willing to do it. And then he says, I'll just read the first verse, 3 and 4. The leading priests of the Pharisees had given Judas a contingency of Roman soldiers and temple guards to accompany him. Now with blazing torches and lanterns and weapons, they all arrive at the Olive Grove, where Jesus is. This is what gets me. Listen to these next few words. Jesus fully realized all that was going to happen to him. So he stepped forward and met them and says, who are you looking for? He already knew what was going to happen. Can you imagine? You knew somebody is going to get you. You know what's going to happen. I saw it on a TV program. This guy decided to do the right thing. He was part of the gang, and he knew that if he did the right thing, the gang was going to hurt him, and hurt him severely. But he knew he had to do the right thing. And he did it. And he knew what was going to happen. He wound up in the hospital, severely injured. Jesus knew exactly what was going to happen. But it had to happen. Because this is what was going to save us. Because he was laying down. The other verse says, I don't call you slaves. I call you friends. I don't know how anybody else feels, but there's a lot of times I don't feel good, righteous, or anything like that. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing things against what I believe God says, but he still says, I love you. I laid my life down for you. And then comes that one magic word, grace. I don't deserve it. Matter of fact, none of us deserve it. But because of Jesus Christ, because he shed his blood and his body on the cross for us, before we even knew him. It's just, it blows my mind. And that's why we need every Sunday, for me at least, to be reminded every Sunday that this is why we come here. This is what our life is about. He is our example. And we need to make sure we see that example, because I forget so easily who I am. I am a child of the King because of Jesus Christ. And doesn't matter whatever else, though. Doesn't matter. Christ is the only thing that matters. Please join me in this meal.